Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Josh Davis begins to unmask the global agenda, and Dr. Larry Spargimino will join Josh a little later to preview some exciting articles from the latest Prophetic Observer newsletter. Friends, we're just a few weeks away from our Mysteries of the Bible Verse Conference, Friday and Saturday, June 13th and 14th in Carmel, Indiana. Uncover the hidden truths of Scripture and explore the mysteries your Sunday school teacher never mentioned. Who were the giants in the Bible? Are UFOs real? Do secret societies have biblical origins? And are we truly alone in the universe? Join us for an eye-opening journey into the unexplained, featuring top experts who bridge faith, prophecy, and history. Speakers include Derek and Sharon Gilbert, Carl Gallups, Mac Dominic, Michael Hoggard, and Micah Van Hus. Register today when you visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, or register by phone, 1-800-652-1144. VIP packages are available, and children 12 and under are free. Mysteries of the Bible Verse, June 13th and 14th in Carmel, Indiana. Now, here's today's host, Josh Davis.
A threat is rising across our world. It will fundamentally transform every life on planet Earth. And it's really setting the stage for the biblical end times scenario. The Antichrist and his associates are going to utilize the system to its fullest extent imaginable. And our world is moving this way right now. Most people don't even realize it's happening. This threat has a name, and it's called globalism. You see, globalism grows with a hefty price tag. It's the removal of personal freedoms. It's the encroachment upon our personal privacy. For instance, a global cashless monetary system promises greater ease of access and the ability to instantly use your funds anywhere in the world. No more exchange rates. You can use that money anywhere, anytime, with anyone. And you can just imagine the economic boom that's going to take place when we're all on one currency all around the world. But what happens when there's a major crisis and this global government with this global currency decides we're going to restrict shopping to a certain radius around your house? Oh, that's impossible, you say. Well, guess what? We're rapidly moving toward a central bank digital currency. And consider what happens when you couple that movement, that advancement, if you will. I don't think it's an advancement at all, to be honest with you. I want to hold on to my cash as long as I possibly can. Consider what happens when you couple that with the kinds of the lockdowns that we saw across the world during COVID back in 2020. So it's easy to see how this could happen if you have the right conditions. Now, thinking globally pervades our culture. Its message urges us to put the needs of the world ahead of our own. Thinking globally will eventually change every detail of our lives. So how are these changes happening? How is this mental manipulation occurring? How is this brainwashing the masses advancing in our day? I know it sounds crazy to talk about these kinds of things and to even make a claim that brainwashing the masses is occurring, but I want to show you how the process works. And I want to use COVID as a primary example of the kinds of things that happen. Now, this is a new video teaching that I have available. It's on DVD. It's available at swrc.com or by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, or visit swrc.com. The DVD teaching is called Brainwashing the Masses. And today I want to show you how global brainwashing is working. I want to show you some of the classic brainwashing techniques and how we see that tie in with the kinds of things that are happening across the world over recent years. I want to move towards some biblical solutions. Primarily tomorrow, as I continue this teaching, we're going to unpack some biblical solutions to these issues. Guilt and fear are two of the primary weapons that a brainwasher will use. And we see that happening on a global scale. The global elites know that people give in to guilt and to fear, and they manipulate those emotions to get across their point and to get across their agenda. They weaponize guilt. So like gasoline fuels a car, guilt fuels global manipulation. Now, you'll have to forgive me. I just went against the global climate change agenda. I mentioned gasoline. I should have said like electricity fuels a car. Yeah, that's a whole lot better, isn't it? So how is the push for electric vehicles marketed? Well, it's by guilt. You're made to feel guilty for using gasoline, using diesel, using fossil fuels to fuel those vehicles. You're destroying the planet. Don't you realize what you're doing? Don't you realize the impact you're having? All the carbon, blah, 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 blah. So the message is, if you want to help the planet, you got to go electric. Oh, does electricity hurt the planet in any way? Does it drain resources? Head scratcher, right? Head scratcher. Well, guilt goes far beyond these electric vehicles, friends. We're repeatedly shamed into submission. Now, here's an example for you. Back at the 2023 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Al Gore was there passionately linking climate change and the border crisis that we were facing under the Biden administration here in the United States of America. He tied all this together as he exclaimed, "Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion?" In other words, Al Gore is saying, what about a billion people coming across borders all across the world? What are you going to do then? That's fear. That's fear. He's trying to stoke fear. And then he says, we're going to lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act. Again, fear and guilt. You ought to feel guilty. You ought to feel ashamed of yourself for not allowing these refugees to come across your border. And he's linking climate change to all of this. And then he says, what are you going to do? You're going to lose your capacity for self-governance. We've got to act. Fear and guilt. Fear and guilt. Motivating, prodding this message. So he's using guilt to motivate change as he links this climate alarmism with the refugee border crisis taking place across the world. So in his logic, if a nation wants to retain its ability to govern, it's got to fully open its borders. The crisis of border security, government, climate change, all these things are linked together in the globalist way of thinking. So going back to 2020, COVID is a great example of what I'm talking about when I was speaking about brainwashing the masses. You remember the messaging and the mandates during 2020? Guilt played a major, major role in the government's attempt to corral people, and it worked, didn't it? It worked well. That's why they kept it up. Do I even have to mention mask mandates? You were under a constant guilt trip to cover your face everywhere you go and to get in line with what the government was telling you to do at that time. And this isn't just unique to the United States of America. This is something that happened across the world. And for those of us who are listening in the United States of America, which is primarily our audience, but we have other people who are international listeners as well, we had it relatively easy compared to some of the other nations and some of the things that they had to face. I talked with many missionaries during that time, and some of the things that they endured that lasted and lasted and lasted and lasted were far beyond anything that we experienced in the United States of America. But just consider how guilt was used to manipulate people. You know, our church at the time had a daycare ministry. My mother was directing that, and they had all kinds of mandates. They declared it was an essential business. It had to remain open, but the government would only allow them to open if everybody had a mask on, if everybody's temperature was checked before they came into the facility. The attitude of the government was either you open and do it our way, or we're going to shut you down. So the government declared the daycare ministry is essential, but this is the funny part about it all. The church that it was connected to was not essential. People were made to feel guilty for going to church. Do you remember that? People were shamed into silence. We were told, how dare you risk the health of innocent people by opening the church doors? You're putting people at risk. When you open your mouth to sing in church, you're going to spread COVID. You're going to make someone sick. Don't you care about these elderly people in your congregation? Don't you care about the at-risk population? We need to be staying home. We need to be flattening the curve. Pastors received the brunt of this kind of criticism and this guilt messaging that many people were spewing forth towards pastors during that time. And if you're a pastor listening to this and you weathered that storm through COVID and you're still faithfully serving that congregation, God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir, again I say. But the message of guilt shifted as the vaccine became available. Wasn't that interesting? You're promised you could get rid of your masks. You're fully vaccinated. Churches can reopen. Choirs can reconvene. Family reunions, family gatherings, vacations, it's all back on the calendar. So this usage of guilt reveals a classic brainwashing technique at work on a worldwide scale. So how does brainwashing work? And how does this tie in with the classic brainwashing techniques? Well, brainwashing works when the brainwasher drives a message of shameful guilt to isolate and to disorient the subject all the way to the breaking point. You can't have any water because you're bad. And they get them to this breaking point. They withhold that life-giving resource, that water that the person has to have. And so when the victim gets past his breaking point, the brainwasher steps in with a glass of water, just enough to wet their tongue and just enough to soothe that thirst. Now the thirsty man begins to think that the brainwasher is on his side. He looks at the brainwasher as his savior instead of his captor. So what's happened here? The captor's ultimate goal in brainwashing is to redefine good and bad for the victim. Good is what matches the captor's agenda. This new good may very well be the opposite of what is truly freeing and healthy and in the best interest of the victim. But the victim is so broken that he realigns what he calls good with the captor's definition so that he can just have more water. I got to have more water. I'm going to die without water. I got to have it. I'll say yes to whatever he tells me because he's going to give me more water. Every time I agree with him, I get more water. Every time I agree with my captor, I get more life-giving water. So I'm just going to go along with what they tell me to do. I'm just going to give in to what they say. And so the victim has realigned his values with the captor. He's encouraged, release your guilt, embrace your new self. This is your new identity. And so peace and harmony exist as long as the victim continues to live according to the values of the captor. Now, we see a lot of globalists using this kind of guilt messaging. I shared with you that quote from Al Gore a little bit ago where he said, look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? Then he used fear to scare people into action. We're going to lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We've got to act. Again, classic brainwashing techniques on the worldwide stage to scare us to get on board with this agenda. And then they throw around names, science deniers, xenophobes, racists, all these kinds of things to shame people into getting in line. I hope that your eyes and ears open. That's why I'm sharing this with you today. You may be sharing, or you may be saying, why is this ministry spending so much time talking about these things? It's because we need to open our eyes, our ears, so that we can be alert to the agenda happening in our world today. You see, friends, crises can create brainwashing opportunities. Wars, financial recessions, global pandemics, all of these and other kinds of crises can create opportunities to exploit fear and to change people's behavior. And our news media knows this, and they condition us to hear fear. So when that crisis strikes, we're anxious. We got to hear any kind of new development. We want somebody to tell us what to do. And in the heat of those moments, we become ripe for manipulation. We are more willing to surrender our freedoms during crises. We hand over our freedoms, and when we do that, we reveal what we truly value the most. Most people value a sense of safety and security more than they do freedom. Now, you may disagree completely with what I just said, but I want you to consider this. Why were people so willing to follow these COVID government mandates beyond the point where they no longer made sense? Going back to COVID as an example of how a crisis can create brainwashing opportunities, as the months rolled on in 2020, we saw a lot of double standards coming from our government leaders. There were some state governors in the United States that told people, stay home, flatten the curve, cancel your summer travel plans. Yet what did we see? Pictures emerging of them out of state on vacation with their families. There's another head scratcher for you. Well, you see, some in power were seizing the opportunity that the COVID crisis created, which gave them greater control over our lives. And that was the name of the game, control, changing the way people think. And some people willingly forked over their freedoms so they could have a sense of safety and security that they were doing their part to stop the spread. And we followed along blindly, just listening to what they told us. And I think the Antichrist is going to similarly lead this world during the biblical end time scenario. When you see the crises of the Great Tribulation open, people are just going to look to the Antichrist, who seems to have all the answers, and turn to him completely. You see, the news media plays a leading role in restricting our freedom because emotional news gets a lot greater ratings. They know this. They make big bucks. They stir up people's emotions. They've leveraged fear against the American public and have withheld vital information from us to keep us tuned in. They spoon-feed you a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And so we were commanded, wear your masks. People got creative and they made their own stylish masks. And then in early 2022, the Centers for Disease Control in the U.S. finally admitted, cloth masks don't really do anything to stop COVID. Oh man, I laugh at it because we still see the effects of this across our world. Do you remember how the shot was marketed by the media? And again, I'm speaking about marketing. I'm not speaking pro anti-vax. That's not my point. Look at the marketing. Look at the messaging. First, they said, if you get it, you're not going to get COVID. Then vaccinated people started getting COVID. So they changed the marketing. They changed the messaging. If you get the shot, you won't be hospitalized due to COVID. Well, sadly, vaccinated people started getting hospitalized. So they changed the story again. So they promised if you get it, you won't die from COVID. And sadly, and yes, I say sadly, vaccinated people started dying from COVID. So the messaging changed to promote endless booster shot after booster shot after booster shot. And we still see that messaging and marketing continuing 5 years later. So my point is simply this. Fear motivated this message from the very beginning. People willingly gave up their freedoms. We were told you can't fly on a plane without a vaccine. You can't come to this college. You can't come to this university if you're not fully vaccinated. You can't come back to work. And even entire job sectors said you cannot work here unless you are fully vaccinated. The messaging was heard loud and clear. Either comply or go away. And so just as the brainwasher offers a quote-unquote choice to the victim to realign their values and receive this gift of leniency, we were offered a quote-unquote choice to comply so that we could receive the gift of leniency, access to travel, access to education, access to worship, access to work. And the Bible describes an eerily similar mindset absorbing the world during what it calls the Great Tribulation period. And so we see that this is going to take place across the world. The book of Revelation outlines this for us in great detail, especially chapters 6 through 18. So how do we stand against these brainwashing attempts of our day? First, we open our eyes, but second, we fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible provides some biblical solutions to battle brainwashing. I hope that you'll join me again tomorrow as I unpack some of those solutions to these problems that we've raised on today's program. Check out the brand new DVD resource, Brainwashing the Masses, by calling 1-800-652-1144 or order online at swrc.com.
In the brand new DVD, Brainwashing the Masses, Josh Davis uncovers the powerful manipulation tactics used by elite influencers to steer the masses toward a one-world system. These aren't just political or cultural shifts. They're prophetic signs pointing straight to the rise of the Antichrist and the fulfillment of end times prophecy. The battle for your mind is real, and it's happening now. But this isn't just an exposé. It's a call to action. Drawing wisdom from one of Scripture's most iconic figures, Josh Davis equips believers with biblical strategies to recognize deception and resist mental manipulation with unwavering faith. Don't be swayed. Be prepared. Brainwashing the Masses. Order your copy today for a gift of $20 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Brainwashing the Masses DVD on our website, swrc.com. Discover the truth behind the lies and how to stand strong in a world gone mad. Order Brainwashing the Masses today. 1-800-652-1144. Dr. Larry Spargimino joins Josh Davis now to preview the exciting topics covered in the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter.
Southwest Radio Ministries is pleased to publish our Prophetic Observer newsletter every single month and send that into mailboxes all across America and even into Canada, free of charge. And we would love to send that to you. If you don't currently get our Prophetic Observer newsletter, you can call and request our welcome pack, and we will include one of the latest issues of the Prophetic Observer newsletter, along with lots of other helpful information about our ministry in that welcome pack. Pastor Larry, why don't you highlight some of the kinds of things that you included in this important and timely article?
Thank you, Joshua. Well, Pope Francis was, to be sure, a controversial figure, and he was even a controversial figure inside the Catholic Church. If you get the Prophetic Observer, I've got lots of statements from Catholic theologians and from Catholic groups that took exception to so much of what he said and believed. For example, Pope Francis prided himself on defending the love and mercy of God. Let me quote him. He said, "The issue for those who do not believe in God is to obey their conscience. Sin, even for those who have no faith, exists when people disobey their conscience." What an awful statement. That does not agree with the Bible, and it doesn't agree with Roman Catholic theology. Roman Catholics have never believed that. I mean, when you think of it, in Acts 10, we find that the Roman centurion by the name of Cornelius was a good man. He had a wonderful conscience, but that was not good enough. Cornelius reported how he was told to call for Simon Peter, quote, "who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." It's amazing that Pope Francis was a pope. According to the National Catholic Reporter, and I'm quoting from May the 1st, 2019, a group of Catholic scholars and priests has written an open letter to the College of Bishops accusing Pope Francis of heresy. The letter accuses Francis of the canonical delict of heresy. That means when a person knowingly and persistently denies something which he knows that the Church teaches to be revealed by God. And it says, if Francis does not repent, the letter asks that the bishops declare that he has committed heresy and must, quote, suffer the canonical consequences of this crime, which should include removal from office. Amen to that. Now, that's the National Catholic Reporter. Okay. There's another organization. It's called the Religious Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen. It has published a document titled The Errors of Pope Francis, The Teachings of Jorge Bergoglio Compared with Past Church Teachings. It's got two columns. So it takes issue with several of Pope Francis' ideas on a variety of subjects. The omnipotence of God, the Blessed Trinity, atheism, ecumenism, Islam, the Jews, the sacrament of matrimony, contraception, cohabitation, same-sex marriage, sex education, the sacrament of penance, suicide, capital punishment, the death penalty, and communism. So on one side, it's got what Francis said. On the other side, it's got what the Roman Catholic Church has traditionally taught. I hope they get my Prophetic Observer column, The Legacy of Pope Francis, and check it out for themselves.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Larry. And friends, we are highlighting some of the articles that's included in the May 2025 Prophetic Observer newsletter. If you don't already get the Prophetic Observer newsletter, you can receive it. Give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Ask for your free welcome pack, and we'll include one of our recent articles and the Prophetic Observer newsletter for you. We'll be glad to send that your way free of charge. That's a ministry outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries as we try to keep you informed on what's happening on God's prophetic calendar and give you biblical insight into the kinds of things, just as Pastor Larry was sharing. I also have an article in this Prophetic Observer issue dealing with Israel's anniversary. May is a special month as we look back at May of 1948. But I look at Jesus as the Good Shepherd. He called himself the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10. But did you know there's some Old Testament messianic prophecies that Jesus is pointing to when he makes that statement? He's not just claiming to be the shepherd that is, the Lord is our shepherd, as Psalm 23 says, yes, but there are some distinct messianic prophecies that he is fulfilling when he makes that bold statement in John chapter 10. I unpack all of that in my Prophetic Observer article for May of 2025. So we encourage you, get your copy of that for free from Southwest Radio Ministries by contacting us today. Pastor Larry, it's wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for your ministry. Thank you so much for your willingness to tackle these, what some would call, controversial topics.
All right. God bless you. And of course, we love the truth and we'll speak the truth as long as God keeps us here. Pray for us. Pray for Southwest Radio Church.
In the brand new DVD, Brainwashing the Masses, Josh Davis uncovers the powerful manipulation tactics used by elite influencers to steer the masses toward a one-world system. Drawing wisdom from one of Scripture's most iconic figures, Josh equips believers with biblical strategies to recognize deception and resist mental manipulation with unwavering faith. Don't be swayed, be prepared. Brainwashing the Masses. Order your copy today for a gift of $20 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Brainwashing the Masses at our website, swrc.com. Discover the truth behind the lies and how to stand strong in a world gone mad. Order Brainwashing the Masses today. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Josh Davis continues helping us stand strong in the truth while unmasking the global agenda. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful friends like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.